We are learning Masechta Megillah, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, and we're beginning the Mishnah, Daf Tes Amud Beis, the last Ein Bein. Zok the Mishnah, Ein Bein Shiloi L'Yerushalayim. We know that after the Yidin got there at Shaul, the Mishkan was in Gilgal. Then they moved to Shiloi. Shiloi was not just a Mishkan, it was a structure. It was a stone structure, the Mishkan. It was a solid structure. It was there for close to 350 years. And then after that, for 57 years, it was in Kiryas Ya'arim, Beit Shemesh, Noi V'Givoin, different places. And then it went to Yerushalayim. And the halacha is, like it says later in the Mishnah, that after B'Shas, when Shiloh was up, you could not bring a carbon on a Bama Katana. You had to bring a carbon to Shiloh. Same thing by Yerushalayim. You have to bring it to Yerushalayim. When it's in Beis Mikdash, it's up in Yerushalayim, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. But in between Shiloh and Yerushalayim, there's a Het HaBamis, because there was no Binyan, there was no Shiloh, there was no Beis HaMikdash. Same thing before Shiloh, it was Mutta to Makav on a Bama. And we had on yesterday's Mishnah the difference between a Bama Gedayla, which is the Mizbech, and the Mishkan, and a Bama Katana, which is the Bama everyone had around. There was always a central place, the Bama Gedayla, but it was considered a Bama unless there was a Binyan. The Binyan was either Shiloh or Beis HaMikdash. And we learned from a Pasuk, so Zok the Mishnah, Ein Bein Shiloh and Yerushalayim, there's no differences between the Mishkan Shiloh and the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. Elo Shev Shiloh Oichlim Kachim Kalim Mais Hashenei B'chol HaRoya. The halacha is Kachi Kachim has to be eaten in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Azara. It has to be in the Beis HaMikdash. Masha Inkein Kachim Kalim can be eaten in the whole Yerushalayim when Beis HaMikdash was up. When it comes to Shiloh, you didn't have to, there's no Yerushalayim, no city Shiloh, so there's no like kedushas of a city called Shiloh, and therefore anywhere you can see the Mishkan, that is where you can eat Kachim Kalim. Same thing for Ma'aseh Sheni. We know we have to bring Ma'aseh Sheni up to Yerushalayim, or you can bring it to Shiloh also and eat it B'chol HaRoya. That is where you can eat the Kachim Kalim and the Ma'aseh Sheni. El Shev Shiloh Ichlin Kachim Kalim Ma'aseh Sheni B'chol HaRoya. Over Yerushalayim Lefnim Nachama. So in Shiloh it's B'chol HaRoya, whatever, any place you can see the Mishkan, and Yerushalayim anything that's in the wall. Vekan vekan, both Shiloh and Yerushalayim, Kachi Kadoshim, Nechalam Fnim Naklam, has to be eaten in the Klam, which means in the Chatzar by Shiloh, and in the Azara by the Beis HaMikdash. We still called Klam because it was called Klam then. Actually, in the Mishnah of Ezum Mekayman that we say every day, also says Klam there, even though the Mishnah was written in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, we call it Klam. Zok the Mishnah Vaita, Kedushas Shiloh Yesh Acharei HaHeta. Kedusha Shiloh, afterwards there was a heter. That means between Shiloh and Beis HaMikdash, there was a heter bamas. The Kedusha Yerushalayim in Achra Heter. But Kedusha Yerushalayim stayed forever, and therefore there was no heter bamas even after Beis HaMikdash was Charev, because the Kedusha is still by the Makam HaMikdash. And Rashi brings in a pasuk in the second Zachon, where Darsh is pasuk, to show you that there's a difference in Shiloh and Yerushalayim regarding heter bamas afterwards, because the pasuk says that you can't, the kiloi basam, the reason why you're allowed to bring kabanas on a bama, because it's kiloi basam at ata el hamenucha ve'el hanakla asher Hashem elekecha noisin loch. You didn't get to the menucha or the nakla yet. And we darshim menucha, that's Shiloh, and nakla is Yerushalayim. So why is it separated two things? To teach us that after nakla, after menucha, there's a heter. That's the drasha. Lama Cholkan Akasav Rashi says, "Kilitin Heter Ben Zulazu." Therefore, El Hamanucha is Shiloh, El Hanakla is Yerushalayim. In between, there was a Heter Bamas. So that's Ad Kana Mishnah that tells us another difference, technically, between Shiloh and Yerushalayim. That after Shiloh is Heter Bamas, after Yerushalayim is no Heter Bamas. So Gemara will continue with that discussion about Heter Bamas. Omer Rav Yitzchak, Shemati, I heard Shemakrivim Beveis Chonya Vizman Hazeh. That means there was a place, Shimon HaTzadik, who lived in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, had two sons, Chonyav and Shimi. And they got into some kind of fight, and therefore Chonyav went to Mitzrayim, went to Egypt, and he built the Mizbeach there. And it's machlokes the Gemara if it was Hashem Shemayim or Avodah Zarah. So if you go to Hashem Shemayim, it was basically a bummer. So Rav Yitzchak said, I heard that these days, which means after Churban HaBayis, you'll have to be in Bakar of Kabonis in Beis Chonyav, which means in the place, in the Mizbeach of Chonyav in Mitzrayim. Shemakrivim Beis Chonyav Zan Hazeh, Kosova, Rav Yitzchak holds, Beis Chonyav Lav Beis Avodah Zarah. Rav Yitzchak holds, the Beis Chonyav, first of all, is not Avodah Zarah. He holds like the Man Yomim that was put up with Shem Shemayim, therefore it's not Avodah Zarah issue. And number two, how could you be makriv on a Bama Katana? it's after Churban Habayis, and we said even after Churban Habayis, the Yerushalayim retains its Kedusha, and different than Shiloh. So how could you bring an Obama? Because Savar, he holds Kedusha Rishon, Kitchel Shaita, like Kitchel Aslava. He holds, like the man the Yama holds, that it was only Kaddush Peshas when the Mismikdosh was up, but once the Mismikdosh was destroyed, then it loses its Kedusha. And how do we know that? From the same pasuk, they make a drasha from the same pasuk in a different way. The pasuk says that you could bring an abama katana when you didn't reach the menucha or the nachla. Menucha is ushila, yinachla is Yerushalayim. So until now we said that menucha has heter, but not nachla, because that's why it's separate. But he makes a drasha. Makesh nachla le menucha. We make a hekesh. From nachla to menucha. Ma menucha, which is shiloi. Yesh achare heter, there is heter bamas. Between shiloi and the Beis Mikdash, af nachla, which is Beis Mikdash, yesh achare heter. After the heter. That's what Yitzchak says. Yitzchak says that these days I heard you're allowed to be makir from Beis Chanyav, and he says pshat is there's two. You have to come onto two halachas, two assumptions in halacha in order to bring this carbon on Abama Ketana. First of all, you have to assume that Beis Chanyav was not a Beis Zara. Number two, kitchu shani kitchu shaita v'loy kitchu l'aslav. Amrule. So the Tamidim Torah Yitzchak Amrit, you really said that? You said you're allowed to bring in Beis Chanyav. No, I never said that. Basically, he was chayzer. Amar Rava. Rava says, "Holy Kim Amra." First of all, making sure that he did say it. The Gemirna Lamine. We learned it from him, from Rav Yitzchak. So my time of Kahal debate. So why is he saying now he never said it? The answer is from Kasha to Rav Mari, because it's bothering him. The Kasha Rav Mari. What's Rav Mari's Kasha? A Kasha to Elam is bothering everyone else probably. The Most of Rav Mari says in our Mishnah, "Kedushas Shila Yesh Achare Heter." Kedushas Shila has a heter bamis afterwards. Kedusha Yerushalayim in Achra Heter. Kedusha Yerushalayim does not have afterwards a Heter Bamis. So how could Rav Yitzchak say that's Mutter Bezman Hazeh after the Mishnah Charev? You'd let her bring a carbon on the base Chanyav on the Bama Ketana. Our Mishnah is not like that. After Yerushalayim, nothing doing. That's what Mishnah says. Shila, you could. Yerushalayim, not. So what's Pshat? So Rav Yitzchak said, it must be. It's not true what I heard. It's not true to Salacha. No, it's not Myra. Pashas Amayr, he's after the Beis Mikdash. It could be Pashas from Agamar. It sounds like it was Amayr. It happens to be in Tainis. What's that? Shem Shal Rav Yitzchak. What's the status of him? What the Kuvir? It's Rav Yitzchak. It sounds like it was Amayr. It's definitely Amayr. So the kids, the Kasher is Haki Yishlim with the Mishnah. And another Kasher, Mishnah in Zvachim also is problematic. But tonight, with the Mishnah in Zvachim as well. Mishnah Bol Yerushalayim Ne'esru Abamis. When they got to Yerushalayim, Abamis became also. V'loi Hoyol Hem Oyd Heter. There was never heter. He always said nachla. That's the pasuk of nachla. That's what the Mishnah says in Zvachim. So again, you have two stam mishnayis that say that there's no heter achareha. So that's pshat. Rav Yitzchak was chayzer. But Rava says no, you did say it. And what's pshat taka? So if Rava says he did say it, so what's pshat in those people who held the ilah to be makriv beis chanya? Zochti Gemara kuz tanoihi. Samachlekes tanoim. This idea of kitchel rishayna kitchel shaita v'kitchel osalava or not. Is machloikis tanoim. Remember, if you kitchel oslavai, means there's no heter bamis. If loy kitchel oslavai, then as soon as this mikdash is removed, there's no kedusha anymore. You can't bring kabbonis anymore. Zok tigmara tanoihi. It's machloikis tanoim. We're talking about the brayso. Omar Rabbi Eliezer, shemati kasho yiboinim beheichel. I heard when they were building the heichel, it took 22 years to build the base of mikdash. In the May Ezra, they went up. They went up to start the base of mikdash. And they started it earlier on in May the Yavish HaRishon, and it took them 22 years to build the Beis HaMikdash. In those years, they still brought kabbanos. They still brought kabbanos. So Rav Eliezer said, how did they bring kabbanos? When they were building the Heichel, they made themselves a temporary structure for the Heichel and for the Azara, because you can't bring kabbanos without having a Heichel or Azara. So Oisim Kloim LaHeichel, they made. And you need to make mekadesh it. So they made kolam lahechel. They made curtains for the hechel. That was the hechel. And they mekadesh it. But kolam lazara. They made like a temporary structure. You know, like this a store that burns down. So they make a tent, and then they build around it. You know, something like that. So here was so they made here kolam lazara. Ela shebehechel boinim mechutz. The only difference is like this. For the hechel, they built a temporary structure, and they built the stones around it. Why? Because they don't want someone inadvertently to walk into the Heichel. You're not walking into the Heichel, so that's an Isser to go into the Heichel for no reason. They don't want the builders to, by mistake, walk in, so they put the curtains on the inside and they build around it. Uba Azara, that wasn't necessary, because it's not an isser to go into the Azara. There, they built from the inside of the curtain. So therefore, they have more tznius. They built from the inside of the curtain. Al kapanim, it sounds like Rabbi Eliezer. The only way you could bring kabbonis is only if you have you built a temporary structure and you mekadosh it nachama. That's Rabbi Eliezer. Well, Rabbi Shua, no. Shemayt Shua Kriv Mafishein Bayis. I heard that Yimakiv knows no bias. Eichem Kachu Kachu Mafishein Klom. You can eat Kachu Kachu without Klom. Kachu Kalam Hashem Mafishein. The Chaim has no wall. Why? Because the Kedusha Kitchel Shaita. The Kitchel Oslava. Because Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Shaita. The Kitchel Oslava. Mechlal, it's Mashmah, Lezah, Sovlai, Kitchel Oslava. So Gemara's Territory is, we have Mechlekes. We have Rabbi Eliezer holds it wasn't Kaddish, so if it's not Kaddish, you can bring in the Bama. He says you have to make a new Klom, you have to make temporary structures. Rabbi Yeshua says you don't have to. So Pashto was saying, Lezah, Rabbi Yeshua, if Kitchel Shai, the Kitchel Oslava, so I have a Territory to my Pshat and Beis Chanyav.
Even if it's
Lezah,
we have a bunch of answers.
What?
Even if it's one kitchel
of the lava,
you have a possible
nachla
that you
can't use. No, nachla only means when you have the nachla. That's more like a hekesh. Madach menucha has heter afterwards, nachla also has heter afterwards. That's what this mandiam holds. It's a hekesh, nachla to menucha. Same thing. So, menucha, b'shas menucha you can't bring bombas, but afterwards you could. Nachla also, b'shas the nachla you can't bring. Amalei, that's more as Rosh before, the hekesh. Amalei, Ravina, Rav Ashi, I don't see mechlex tonight. Remind. Maybe everyone holds the kitchen lost love also. And Mar Maidishmiyale Kamar, he says, I heard they made klum and then they brought the carbon. Mar Maidishmiyale Kamar, he says, they didn't make klum. What happened there? They made klum or not? Maybe they both hold that's Kedusha by itself. I ain't going to ask me if there's Kedusha there, so why they make klum taka? That's the story, but why they do it? If they held those cars anyway. It's like, well, it's Nusuf Ahmed, it's not made if it's Nias, not because they need it for the carbon. So Gemara is coming out right now, we don't have a Mandiyama still, like Rav Yitzchak. We don't have a Mandiyama that says that Kitchel is showing a Kitchel is Shaita, Veloy Kitchel is Lava. Because both these Mandiyama hold it was Kaddish. They made Kaloim just for Snias reasons. So the Gemara, Ela Kehani Tanoi, like the following Tanoim, the Taimim Tanabraisa, Omer Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yesi. The Loch is, there's a certain dinim about Batei Irei Chaima, houses that are in walled cities from Moshe Benun, that are in Eretz Yisrael, have certain halachas. For example, one of the halachas are that you could be paid it for 1 year, and afterwards you can't be goyel it. Different halachas. It's only if you have Kedusha Eretz Yisrael do you have the Batei Irei Chaima. The din Irei Chaima is only if you have Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. So lama, another halacha is also to have a shaluach mitzayra. That the mitzayra has to go out of the city. It's only from a walled city. But if it's not a walled city, you don't have to go out of the city. Different halachas. So lama manu chamas elu. In Masechtas Erechin, in the last parak, it lists 9 different cities that are mukav chayma and moish shua benum. So lama manu chamas elu. Why? There's much more than 9, by the way. That's what the Gemara is asking. So why you taka pick these? So Gemara answers, shekusha olu bnei agar lamotuas elu v'kitchum. When Klai Yisrael came up, they found these and they were kaddish it. Avar Rishonos, Batlu, Mishabat Laretz. But the other ones were bottled after the first Beis Hamikdash when the Beis Hamikdash was Charav. And they don't have Kedusha anymore because I didn't make kaddish, I didn't recertify them. Alma, see this man, the Hama holds, Kesava, Kedusha Hashani, Kitchel Shaita, like Kitchel Hashalava. He holds Kedusha Hashani, Kaddish Shaita, like Kitchel Hashalava. And Betsy, we could have stopped right here. We have a Tanaim now. We have the Rav Lezer Bishu hold Kitchel Shaita and Kitchel Shlavi. This man was like Kitchel Shlavi. But the Gemara goes Vaita. And according to Rashi, we're trying to show the other Tana now. So Turi Evans bothered, why do you need another Tana for? I already have the other Tanaim. So maybe Koloshin Kihani Tanoi. It sounds like a stupid. Raminu, I'm going to ask you a stupid. Om Rav Shua, Rav Yesi. Chiel Bavadhoi, it's only those 9 cities. Like right now, Mashishim Ir Kochevel Agoiv. It says, by the cities of Oig, actually, 60 cities, Kochava, Agra, Vechsiv, Chol Eila, Oram, Betsurais, Choyma, Gevoya, and they're all Betsurais. You see right there, 60 cities. Eloma Malacham Maseilu, why the Chaman counties? Shekusha Olu Bnei Agolam, Maseilu, Vekitchum, the Bnei Agolam, they came up, they're Makadashit. Gemara asked, we're seeing the same rest of this Braisa, they don't need Kiddush. Right, Gemara, Kitchum? Hashta, Tapa Yoram Beis, Hashta, Ha Amri, Loi, Tzrichi, L'kedushi, you don't have to mekadosh it. So why are you mekadosh it? We said it in the same bryce. We'll read it in a second. You don't have to mekadosh it. Doesn't mean mekitchum. El matzu es elu amonum. You have the tithes. Doesn't mean mekitchum. It means amonum. You can't. They counted them. It means when they came up, they just specify this is a Arachaim, this is Arachaim, not that they needed to make a Kiddush. They just had to let people know these are about the Arachaim, huh? Huh? This is when it came up the Bnei Gerla. This is when it came up the Bnei Gerla in the second Beis Mikdash. This price goes further. It says not only these that you counted. Any city that you have a Masari, you have a tradition that Shemakefesh Chayim Meshuvenun, call mitzvahs alone and hagimba. All the mitzvahs are noyig. Why? Because the Kedusha Rishonim Kitchel Shai, the Kitchel Lashalavi. Kedusha Rishonim Kitchel Shai, Kitchel Lashalavi. So here have two by the Amrim. The first, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yasi says that it's loy Kitchel Lashalavi. Therefore, you have to Mekadish it again. And this Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yasi says that it's caused automatically. What does it mean, call a mitzvah salalu? So Rashi says all the mitzvahs of Arachayim are Shiluach Metzaira, Kriyas Megillah, and Abayas Cholot Bal Sev Shon. After a year, you can't be garlit. So the first time I bothered by that, the Rashi is Kriyas Megillah, because Kriyas Megillah has nothing to do with Kedusha. Kriyas Megillah, even in Chutzlaritz, if there's a walled city, you say it on Shushan Purim. Like Gemara was before, and that Heim Abayas, by Hutzal. Tosh Rosh brings the Raya by Hutzal. So it's a kash on this Rashi a little bit. Al Kaponim, we have two brises. It's very thing, Kash of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yasi. It's a steer of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yasi. They're both Shmuel, Kash of Shmuel Rabbi Shmuel. They're both Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yasi. And one says, Kitcher Shani Kitcher Shait of Kitcher Shalavi. The other one says, not Kitcher Shalavi. And for the Gemara, Trey Tanoy, you leave Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yasi. It's two Tanoyim according to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yasi. That's one mahal to answer the steer. The boy is same, Ho Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yasi. The one that says that's Kitchel Shaita and Kitchel Oshlava is not Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yasi, it's Rabbi Yez Rabbi Yasi. Amra, the time of the Raisa, Rabbi Lez Beishu Emer, Asher Loi Chayma, it says we're Loi with the Aleph and Avav, Av Beishu Ein Loi Achshav, Boi Loi Kredim Lechein. Even though right now it has no wall anymore, if it had a wall before, it's Kaddish. Now, Lechari, that has nothing to do with Kitchel Shaita, Kitchel Oshlava, it has to do with the wall. So what's the Drosh of Loi with the Aleph? So what's the Raya? Zok the Ritual, Raya is Av Beishu Ein Loi Achshav. It sounds like talking about right now, right now is the Chorban Bayis already. Teretz is, he holds Kitchel Rishon and Kitchel Shai to the Kitchel Lashon Lavi. And that's what comes out of Mechalei Kaseh Lamaisa. We paskin Halacha Lamaisa, like our Mishnah, they can't, Hetabamas is not anymore these days. Kitchel Rishon and Kitchel Shai to Vik Kitchel Lashon Lavi. So that means, technically, there is a Kedusha Zeretz, Kedusha Shishlai, Kedusha Beis Mikdash in the Makam Mikdash. So you can bring a carbon in the Makam Mikdash today. So why don't we? Why don't we? So Moshe just says, because it's with Tommy Mace. No, Bukhari, it's Tom Hutter with Tzibur. So why can't you bring a carbon? That's the big kasha, and that's why all the raid bites will have all about the carbon Pesach, and why didn't you bring the carbon Pesach, and all these things, Ayin Chum, in the raid bites, these type of things. You want to hear the whole sugya about bringing kabbonis these days, which is taka, real shayla. The two quick pshat I can tell you is, one pshat is because we're not sure who's a kohen. You need a kohen. Even though Reveis, if you're a kohen, but Lamai said, we're not 100% sure. You don't have a yichus brief to say you're a kohen. Therefore, we have no kahanim dura avay. That's one of the mahalchim. Other mahalchim is, maybe you need a mizbeach. There's different mahalchim of why you can't bring carbon these days. But it was a tumble where you should bring a carbon these days. And Lamai said, I jump. In the Makam HaMikdash.